What is going on?
What's
Bar
going on,
Down
boys?
Breakdown, episode 136. Super pumped to have all the homies from the Dear Youth Fall U.S. Tour. We got Jared from Dear Youth. We got Brandon from the Malaguas. And we got Justin from Out of Time. Boys, what is going on? I'm going to actually start by fielding a question to Justin. So, Justin, I'm going to call you out.
Yes.
On live Bar Down Breakdown. We've been using the Out of Time song for our intro the past four episodes, and not one of you homies have hit us up saying, oh, nice song at the beginning. So are you guys even listening?
Yeah, I was actually going to say, this sounds way faster than what we recorded. So did you guys like alter something? But actually, I was talking to Tom the other night. He came out to our show on Sunday night, and I was like, hey, you got a nice little intro song going there. And then he goes to me. He goes, yeah, where's our new little intro song? And I said, I don't know yet.
Oh. dropping hints on the live stream. I love it.
I'll do it.
Cool. Well, dudes, I guess let's talk about this tour first before we dive into a little hockey talk. So... Jared and Dear Youth are making their way to the U.S., and this is your first time, right?
Yeah, it's the first time out. I mean, we did try to get over the border once before we knew how to do things properly, legally. We just, like, showed up and said, like, let us in. And they were like, nope, sorry, guys, like, you need something called a visa. And we were like, what? Like, what the hell is that? And, yeah, we got turned away. It was a huge, huge letdown. We were supposed to play, I think, in... Can't say the city name properly. Worcester.
Worcester.
Worcester. Worcester. We speak French up here, so our accents don't allow us to say that word. But we were supposed to play in that city, and I think one other town. It might have been somewhere around Boston or something, Rhode Island or whatever. This was like right when we hooked up with Anchor 84 when our EP came out. And then we were just like laying low, playing shows, you know, on the Canadian side of things. And we were just kind of waiting for the right time to invest in a tour. And I think, you know, hooking up with Magwaz, we've been going back and forth on Twitter, Brandon and I, for the better part of the last year, and things just kind of materialized. And we both have, you know, music. They've got some new music coming out. We've had an album out for the last year or so. You know, things just lined up. It made sense, man, to finally break the ice and cross the border, do it the right way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and, you know, considering how, you know, shows really just started coming back this summer and, you know, I haven't been following too closely, but the border just, you know, has recently opened as well. It hasn't been open, you know, that long as either. So to get out there so early, too, honestly, yeah, like... No. Other than Barons, I can't even recall any other Canadian bands making it over yet.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, with the border situation, we're actually like anyone can't cross the border. That's, you know, even, and I know on the US side, you guys can come over to Canada, but if you don't have the right paperwork, you still can't cross from land. So you can only cross by air. So, yeah, that's like one of the main reasons. I mean, obviously, bands are going to do things the right way. They're going to get visas and whatnot to get over. But, you know, now with COVID, it's obviously making things even more difficult. We were lucky enough to get our application approved. But, yeah, it's definitely hard to get over nowadays, you know.
All right. And then, Justin, you know, you guys are probably even further away from where the tour is starting than where Jared's coming from.
22 hours.
No big deal.
No just big deal. Just 22 hours.
Yeah, Brandon, you guys lucked out. Yeah, right?
We did luck out.
4.5 hours.
you know, yeah, we definitely lucked out with this one. I'm excited. Definitely excited. I think I know when it came to the routing, a lot of it we were trying to consider. No offense, Out of Time. We're trying to consider like Dear Youth more, I guess, because they were coming from the border. And it just seemed when I was talking with the other guys and Out of Time, it just seemed like, you know, they're more so like, oh yeah, well, you know, some of them live in DC, right? Am I correct, Justin, with that? And so for them, they were like, yeah, like we'll come up from DC. I'm like, oh, that's so great. But then as we got further along in conversations, I realized like some of them, you know, don't all live in DC, correct? That's true. So
no, we mostly live in Florida.
Yeah. So like it's you know, what's a couple extra hours?
I mean, so it actually it worked out a little bit. So like we've been wanting to test out a few things. Mm-hmm. So we've updated pretty much all of our rigs and our in-ear system where we could fly with it.
That's so cool.
So we're actually flying up to DC. It's only like a 2.5 hour flight. We rented a van up there, and we're just driving right overnight to Boston. Mm-hmm. We're doing it the bougie way.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Southwest was like $60 round trip. We're good.
Perfect.
Cheaper than renting a van.
Mm-hmm.
You guys paid your dues though. You guys can have nice things.
Look, after that, after the first tour getting canceled because of COVID, and we drove 17 hours back, it was rough.
That is rough. Oh,
so I'm glad to hit it again.
Let's talk some of these dates, because not only are you three bands playing, but you do have some solid local support throughout. Mm-hmm. So I know the tour kicks off in Boston, right around like the start of the hockey season. Like that's like opening weekend, really.
Mm.
So I guess, Jared, how does it feel being a Canadiens fan to be playing your first U.S. show in enemy territory.
Oh man, definitely not going to be wearing any Habs hats walking into the venue.
I think you should.
Maybe I should and get people riled up. Yeah, it feels pretty cool, man. I mean, I love Boston as a city. I was, you know, brought up to despise the hockey team, that's for sure. Not a big fan of the Bruins, but yeah, no, I'm excited to hit up a lot of these different towns that we're playing with, you know, solid NHL teams. I mean, I know we have a couple of off days. I think it's getting into the New York shows right before then. So maybe looking to see if we can go to either an NFL game would be sick, or a hockey game would be really dope. So I've actually never seen an NHL game outside of Montreal. So if I can find a way to hook to catch a game, that'd be sweet.
Unfortunately, the Islanders' new arena won't be done in time. Mm. So they're actually starting like over a month on the road. Wow. Like it's like 14 or 15 games on the road. So unfortunately, I couldn't help you guys get any Islander tickets, but you know, Devils tickets are pretty cheap if you can line that up, or you know,
mm-hmm.
catching a game at MSG. No, that's just
we're not catching a Caps game. That's too expensive.
I could go see my old buddy PK Subban in Jersey. That yep. sounds like a,
there you go.
Sounds like a good time if he'll show up and play for once.
And then I guess after Boston, you guys hit Scranton, so that's a hometown show.
Yeah,
we're so excited. Tell us about that, Brandon.
It's actually our first show back in our hometown since March of 2020, like right around St. Patrick's, right before COVID happened. Like St. Patrick's Day, we played in our hometown. That was the last time. So 18, 19, 20 plus months of us not being back. And I think, you know, it's gonna be crazy. I know that like we've played a couple shows now. I guess you call it post COVID, even though it's still kind of going on. And they've just been absolutely insane. Like, people just are ready to come out and enjoy a live show again. I think it's like one of that like revitalize the scene a lot. And I know for a fact, even like during COVID, the venue that we're playing was one of the fortunate ones to survive and actually like really thrive off of the return of COVID. And like they changed a lot of things that happened at that venue. And it's kind of like the new hotspot, which is really cool. Because when we played there, we had some great shows there, but a lot of it was on, you know, that like, you know, always promoting and really pushing to get that people in the door. And now to have that backing on this from this venue, know that they have like an actual like almost dedicated fan base who comes out to any show at this point. I'm super stoked for that show. I think it's gonna be a really good time, and so excited to be back in our hometown for the first time in a long time.
So I guess like what's the signature like tour food that Justin and Jared should eat while they're hitting up Scranton?
Okay, well let me start with I think. Once they're in Scranton, obviously we have to do the whole office tour. We're gonna have to go and get some memorabilia at Cooper Seafood, and then we'll show them the Dunder Mifflin Building, quote unquote. You know, they have the sign and stuff, and Food wise, we're known for like our pizza in our region where we're from. We're like really right outside of Scranton, like 10 minutes away, in the valley. We have a bunch of great pizza shops. And that's probably what we'll start with. And then our band always ends with a trip to Sheetz after every set. So, we definitely have to go stop at a Sheetz somewhere, give them a shout out like we always do, you know. It's just tradition for us.
I'm surprised you said Sheetz. I would think you guys would be Wawa peeps.
Yeah, that's funny because some of us lived, we don't have a Wawa in Scranton. We only have Sheetz. But some of our members, like myself and Dalton, lived in Philadelphia for a time. And, you know, we were on the Wawa train for a while. But from our experience, and you'll be seeing soon, like we're going to be dropping a vlog soon, another vlog update. I personally feel that Sheetz has treated us better as fans of their establishment. And you'll see why that's a little hint at our upcoming vlog. They've really set their game up. So Wawa, you know, if you want to send us some stuff or, you know, pay for us to go on an all-exclusive trip, you know, like, you know, whatever, hit us up.
I will say we have Wawa and Bucky's down here now.
Bucky's.
Bucky's is my fucking jam. It's like, I don't know, I can't even describe it, but the first time we ever had Sheetz, we were up in the Virginia area, and it's way better than Wawa. Holy crap. Oh, it's really? Way better. Wow. I was just like, just the food's way better. Like Wawa stepped up their game, but I'm like, this is not a gas station. This is like a fast food that sells gas.
That's how they should describe it.
Yeah. It's a high end.
I can tell you guys, we don't got any Wawas and Sheetz and Bucky's up north. That's for sure. For a second, I had no idea what you guys were talking about. What is this?
They just have a petrol station, and that's it.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Oh, I'm looking forward to trying the food. Sounds dope.
Yeah, gas station food sounds way better when you go to Sheetz.
Yeah.
we call the 7-Elevens depeners out here. So that's what we refer to them as.
All right, enough gas station talk. So, Brendan, can you tell us anything about the local support that you have in Scranton? Any sleeper bands that we should be checking out from there?
Yeah, I know we have Don't Panic's on the bill for that night, which is so exciting. We just played a show with them in Strasbourg for their record release, and they just went on tour with the Queers and then another tour with Bowling for Soup. And that Bowling for Soup tour, I don't know if you guys have been seeing all the posts, sold out like almost every night. It's been ridiculous. And that's been so great for them. It seems like they're having a great time, and we're really excited to like have them come and play that show. As for other artists in our area to check out, I mean, obviously, the bigger names from Scranton are like the Menzingers and Tiger Shaw and those guys in Title Fight. But in terms of like new locals, like our group, you know, like our little group coming up, James Barrett just released a new record, and it's pretty awesome. He's more so in line with that like indie, like Tiger Shaw type stuff. And then there's, you know, some other bands like, there's Send Requests, and Andrew's Blank is the singer for Send Requests. His other band, Fresh Steps, just came out with a new song. Gosh, there's so many. It's hard to like remember. On the spot, I'm like, crap, what am I going to forget? I know there's one of my college, he wasn't my roommate, but he was like one of the first friends I made at college. Vinny, he's in a band called Alma Mater, and they are phenomenal live. And I know they have had some lineup changes, and some people go off, you know, especially during COVID, like they went off to school or did something. So I don't know where they stand right now with live shows, but I'm so excited to see them return. And then last one for sure, Modern Ties. They're like the hometown boys. They're awesome musicians, and I was just hanging out with them the other night. They're just great guys. Definitely check them out.
Cool. And then I know that your tour then routes to like the DC area, which is, I guess, like half of Out of Time's home. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm sure James is super pumped that he's gonna be playing in his backyard, but but you guys are also playing with Sleeve, who are, you know, I guess they're Richmond, but you know, that DC, Maryland, you know, Virginia,
it's that Nova area.
Nova. Yeah.
So you know, they're gonna be bringing that local support out for sure. So I guess, Justin, you, even though you're not from DC yourself, are you guys super pumped to make it to some of your hometown?
Yeah, I think it's like DC's one of those places where it's always been like a second home for us, like especially with Mike growing up in Southern Maryland, James living out there. It was literally our first show out on our last tour, and it was three short of selling out. And this was like, we had two locals drop last minute. And we had one of our friends, he does an acoustic solo act called My Heart, My Anchor. He came out and did a surprise set for us, like after 4 years of not playing. And it was just kind of like, I don't know. It was weird seeing people come out in droves for a band from fucking 12 hours away. And what was nuts is like people knew the songs and they were like, oh, they were hammered. They're like, can we get an encore? And we're all looking at each other like, we don't have the fucking on. Let's just play fucking Automize again. Let's just do that ape shit. Mm-hmm. It was like a brand new song to them. But DC9, it was funny. Like when we reached out to them, they were like, you know, you guys were our last show before the shutdown happened. We'd love to have you guys out again. Like they're a super welcoming venue. They got food. They got beer. It's like right down the street from like, it's basically on U Street, which is like a pretty good area downtown. And I don't know. I've always had a fucking blast every time I play out there, whether it was with Out of Time or in any of my old bands. DC's always been a fun place.
Hell yeah. And I definitely want to talk about the Long Island show, even though none of you are from Long Island. That's my hometown. Mm-hmm. And sick. I've spent many nights going to AMH. Like that is a very special venue. So we're like, when we heard that AMH was like, you know, going through a tough time with COVID and everything, the whole Long Island music scene stepped up. Like they put a bunch of comps out to keep the doors open. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy that it survived and that mm-hmm. you guys are playing there, because it really is like, it's a dump. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like it's not a pretty venue, but it means so much to the Long Island music scene. So mm-hmm. you guys are going to have a blast there. And I'm going to tell you right now, there is a New York Islanders themed deli.
All right.
Like 15 minutes down the highway that you guys need to hit. I'm friends with the owner. So mm-hmm. if you guys want some blue and orange bagels, just let me know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. How could you say no to that?
Just let me know. And mm-hmm. you guys got to check it out. And you're going to walk in and be like, where, like, what is, it's like an amusement park deli. Like the amount of Islanders swag, and there's a huge mural out front. It's bonkers. And it's not too far from the venue. So definitely hit that up.
Sweet, man.
And then, I know you guys were kind of hinting at it, you know, maybe bring in at least maybe your rollerblades and doing some like street hockey stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There actually is an outdoor roller hockey rink like 10 minutes away from the venue, like right on the water too. It's like the most unreal outdoor roller hockey rink. So
listen, I'm ready to lace up or strap, whatever you call it, strap in. I'm ready to go. I'll bring a couple of hockey sticks. I'll be ready to go. So if anybody wants to throw down, let's do this, you know.
And you got already a goalie. Mikey Forbes is a goalie.
There you go.
Good luck getting past him.
So my guys are all set. Out. And then I guess, you know, on that date, I guess you can kind of call them local support. Mm. You got Friend Circle, which is mm-hmm. the New Jersey, like Jersey area, mm-hmm. which is another fantastic, you know, dope band on Lost Music. Absolutely. So I really think that Long Island show is just freaking stacked.
It's so stacked. I know. It's going to be such a great show. And when we found out, like, everybody who was on it, I was literally like blown away. It's like, oh my God, this is going to be ridiculous. Like from top to bottom, it's going to be just a killer set, you know?
Yeah, so I'm super pumped, and I'm gonna have so much FOMO that night. Like mm-hmm. the fact that I won't be there, it kills me. But I'm sure Long Island will come out and support you guys. So I'm super pumped for that. And then, you got Oneonta. Is that the last one, or am I missing some?
There's a few more where Dear Youth goes out. They're gonna go play in Ohio.
Yep.
Akron and Youngstown. That was the safest ledge Mason to save his life. He helped set up a lot of those shows out there to kind of get that going. So I'm super excited to see how that works for them. I think it's gonna be really cool for Dear Youth. I'm sure Jared's excited to travel out there.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah.
Ohio is a fun place where there's nothing going on, but there's always something going on. Exactly. There's no better way to explain it. Just don't eat Skyline Chili. Whatever they do, you don't want Skyline Chili. Everyone's going to tell you to get it. It's just ground beef spaghetti sauce or chili on top of spaghetti. It's not good.
There you go.
It's a good thing we're not traveling with the RV this time without the bathroom, because then
yeah. Yeah, pull over. Yeah, for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. oh boy. So I guess Mog was your playing the Oneonta show.
Yeah, it's at a time I don't think they were able to make it for that sub, because you know, all the travel and everything alone. Yep. But I know that I believe it's Big Smile and Rematch are on that set, and that's going to be like that one too, to me, reminds you of the
Long Island show.
It's just like, holy crap, like look at that lineup, you know, like it's gonna be such a great time.
I'm gonna have FOMO for that one. Yeah. I love Big Smile. Those guys are so fucking cool.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about Oneonta, because I went to college not too far from there, is mm-hmm. one, the like arts community is huge, and there's two big colleges with Oneonta and Hartwick.
Yeah.
Which are right there. So and college is in session, so you might be able to scoop some of the college kids to come to that show too.
Exactly. Actually, the promoter, Eric Dromogler from Word is Bond, helped set that one up. And when I found out we were playing there, I actually have my brother's wife, her brother, goes to school like right there. And I was talking about, you know, we're playing at the Black Oak Tavern, and he's like, dude, like nowhere to lie. Like last week, I waited in line to get in there for like an hour to see some band play. And I was like, all right, well, shit, people are ready to party. Let's do it, you know? Mm-hmm. So knowing the lineup and knowing, you know, it's a good weekend, I think it has huge potential to be like a banger show for us. So I'm super pumped. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm super pumped for, you know, all of you guys. And, mm-hmm. and when I saw the announcement, I was just like, that's like the unofficial Bar Down Breakdown tour that exactly. we've been waiting for since like day one.
Brought us all together.
Yeah, literally though.
Yeah.
So that's super, just it's humbling to know that we maybe even just played a little part in that, just like at least, you know, building that relationship with all mm-hmm. you guys is awesome to know that.
Absolutely.
So wish you guys the best on the road for sure.
Thank you.
Thanks, I also, since you know, the last time we had you on, a lot of like awesome shit has been happening for you, mm-hmm. all you guys.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah. Jared, when we had you on, I'm pretty sure Heirloom didn't even come out yet. Like, I know you had a mm-hmm. few of your singles out, but you know, what a fantastic record. And now you finally get to, you know, play it live, especially play it live in the States. What else can we expect? I know you guys just dropped some of those live videos, which are freaking beautiful. Like,
so good.
Seriously, like, what a beautiful day where you guys couldn't have picked like a prettier sunset. Like, it's just it's like a movie.
It was partially, you know, planned ahead to try to get it until in like the golden hour time, you know, but we had like 20 minutes where the sun was perfect. We're like, all right, like,
you gotta get it.
Gotta play, you gotta get it. We gotta play it perfect now or it's gonna get dark, you know. No, it was it was really well done. And yeah, as far as the album is concerned, fuck man, it feels like we've been waiting forever to play these songs live. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of bands could say the same thing, you know, not being able to play shows because of the pandemic for such a long time. But oh man, we're itching to play these songs live. We're itching to play the U.S. for the first time officially. You know, we have no idea what the reaction is going to be. You know, like we're hoping kids would come out and, you know, maybe sing a couple of words. That'd be pretty cool. But
hey,
you know,
no excuse. The album's been out for like a year now. So
yeah.
I think so. I think based off, you know, what Brent and I have been discussing, turnout's going to be pretty sweet. And mm-hmm. yeah, we're just so fucking stoked on it, man. A lot.
Hell yeah. And have you started working on the follow-up album yet? Or you guys still just, because yeah, it came out in 2020 and it's 2021, but like you said, you haven't played these songs yet. So are you slowing things down a little bit to just ride this out for a little longer?
Yeah. Well, like the build up towards this tour. One thing that's been challenging for us is that our guitarist Jacob, unfortunately, can't get over the border. So we've actually had our bassist Luke switch to guitar. So he's had to like learn all the songs in like the last, 6 weeks. So we've been really focused on that, but we have been writing. We have plans to go back into the studio with Sam Guyana in Toronto in November. So we've been trying to get, the set super tight and then trying to write new songs as well. Not sure if there's going to be an album right away. I think we're, gearing up to at least do a few singles and kind of just test the waters and, yeah, definitely looking to change things up a bit, though. So we're pretty stoked on that.
Love it. Love it. And I meant to ask it, but Anchor 84 is like the Philly area, right? Their headquarters?
No, man. They're out in L.A.
Yep. I was way wrong. I guess I just assumed since they locked up Grayscale back in the day that they must have been in that area.
Yeah.
No, they're not. They're the main guy that runs it. His name's Cody. He's out in Los Angeles, so definitely a ways out away from Philly.
A few hours.
Yeah,
I'd say. And
I'm just really excited for you guys to work with Sam Guyana too. I was a big fan of July back in the day.
Mm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
he's a really, really good dude, man. He's one of the easiest people I've ever worked with. Just makes the process, obviously going into a studio stressful and trying to nail parts and man, it's just like it feels like you're just in your home studio with a guy like that. He's so professional. He just knows how to push your buttons the right way to get the best out of you.
Yeah,
and I think a lot of people have a lot of trouble doing that, in like that type of environment where, you're trying to get the best out of people. And I think, there's certain ways to be. You can be more, you got to get it now. You got to be intense, or you kind of that balance between being hard ass and also being someone who, you want to please at the same time. So really, really enjoy working with Sam.
Awesome.
And he does a lot for the Toronto bands. Like, I'm pretty sure he's worked with Barons before, like Pacific. He's done a lot with them. Cool.
Yeah, so, no. Well, I think Barons actually records with Sam's partner. His name's Anton.
Yes, DeLost, yeah.
Yeah, Anton DeLost, exactly. But it's out of the same studio.
Oh, cool.
But no, Sam, he just did the last Silverstein record. He's done Like Pacific, Rarity. He just mixed the last Devil Wears Prada single. He just did the Trash Boat single. So yeah, he's definitely working his way up the ladder, man. He's working with a lot of sweet bands these days.
It's awesome.
He's going to be Canada's Kyle Black very soon.
Yeah, that's what he reminds me of already. Yep.
Yeah, I think he already is, man. I think a lot of bands are like reaching out to him from all over. It's not just the Canadian scene that's like, trying to work with him. He's really made a name for himself because he's just so good at what he does.
Mm. Hell yeah. So I guess we can jump over to Brandon and kind of ask the same question, because I know that you guys have, since you've been on, started to drop a few singles, with Shapeless being your last one.
Yeah.
So those are songs that you worked with the homie from Man Overboard, right?
That's right, Nick. Yeah, he's our guy, Nick, when we first went to him, we had no idea really what to expect. It was the first time ever going to a studio. And now we're in our, that was our third time going to him with the past two couple singles. And now the rest that's going to be coming out in the next couple of months. We're going back to him in January. Just can't get enough of hanging out with this guy, it's very similar to kind of how Jared described Sam. It's like Nick knows how to push us, and even in Shapeless specifically was one of those songs where we came in and there was a direction clearly for the song, but it was still kind of up in the air on how we wanted to go. And I know for myself personally that song was very difficult on the drums, and I'm sure it's pretty obvious when you listen to it that it's a little bit harder to do. But when I go and see Nick, it's like he's my best friend, and then when he's in the studio, he's the hardest coach I've ever had. But it, I mean, the result is there, and I see why he does it, you know, and he just has our brand in mind. He has our vision in mind, and he always helps bring the best out of each song we bring to him. So, couldn't be happy to work with him. He's like, we always say this, like, he's our guy. Like, we have James work with other producers, like such as like Will Yip, but we always say like, no matter what, like Nick's going to be there. Nick will always be that sixth member who comes with us and, helps us reach our goals for sure. Yeah.
Well, I feel like it's a perfect time to go ahead and play Shapeless.
Yeah. So yeah.
let's check it out. I'm going to play it for us on the live stream right now.
These empty streets calling my name, that sentence on repeat. Is it a metaphor? Can I just not comprehend? It's a funny thing how we all act in the end. I hate the sense of feeling everything is great. Glad I'm not like you. We've lost connection. Nothing's coming through. I hate the sense of feeling everything is gray. You're the one who told me everything's okay. Stab me in the heart. Leave the blood for me.
Serious Jimmy Eat World vibes there.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
It's, so tell me about where that's recorded. Is that like an old high school or something?
Yeah, you know, yeah, so
did you guys break in illegally or something?
No man, we did. Alex Sarek and his partner Brian, who's the lighting director, we in March got together and filmed 5 music videos in 3 days, in all different locations. We actually, that is an abandoned school in Shenandoah, Pennsylvania. It was built in like the 19, it's a historical landmark. It's like, it was like built in like 1915 or something. It was used as a hospital first and then a high school. Joan Jett filmed a music video there. A bunch of bands have been there before. And we shot, it was like middle of March. There's no heat in there. I was freezing. By the time the sun went down, oh my, and we were there till like 11 or like midnight or like 1 in the morning. We were there filming a bunch of stuff. And yeah, they use it, I guess, like you'll see if you look in the background while we're on the stage there, there's actually like set props for the Family Opera. And I guess they do like local plays there. And that was one of them, which of course was very fitting for this whole like vibe of this video. But boy, was it fun. I loved that building so much. It was so cool. It was like four different levels. And the pool was like, you know, you would think like modern, you know, modern day, like they would put the pool in the basement, right? The pool was on like the second floor and there was like a gym below it. And I was like, well, that doesn't seem very safe. But, you know, like, I guess when they, fun fact, when they like reopened that school to, because whoever bought it, they had to empty out 7 tons of garbage out of the pool.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Yeah, it was like,
was there just like a squatter village in that high school?
Oh, absolutely. I, yeah,
probably
I think so, for sure.
High school kids fucking around.
Yeah. Oh god. I mean, yeah, but they've done a lot, definitely a lot of work to it. And I think the goal is to, you know, get it to not the they like to keep that like almost like I don't want to say spooky vibe, but like that dated vibe, but updated enough so you can probably use it for other things. Because I will say the other end of that video that you don't see is the amount of dust that we that we inhaled while we were there. I always say to people when I talk about that video, I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna die because of that video one day.
See Brandon like a mesothelioma.
Good old New Jersey asbestos.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly what I was thinking.
Well, it was worth it, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Hell yeah. So I guess before we get to you, Justin, and what's going on with Out of Time, I do want to just share a quick message from our sponsors at DraftKings. So
hockey is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook has an unbelievable offer to celebrate the greatest sport on ice. New customers can bet just $1 on any hockey game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a goal. Doesn't matter if it's a one-time clapper or a deft deflection, however they light the lamp, you win. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state, DraftKings won't leave you empty-handed. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes all season long with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports Contests. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN, throw down $1 on any hockey game, and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a goal. This week, one puck in the net nets you a big win with promo code THPN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older in New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Not sure what a deft deflection is, but sounds pretty cool.
Oh, I can tell you what that is. So one time Mike took a street puck to the neck, like right there. Mm. And he had to like do the whole like 2-year-old throw your hands up so you don't choke. So he had a bruise right here just because he wanted to look cool and wear his old school hockey mask without a neck guard. Mm. Yep, took a puck right through the throat. That's what a death deflection is. It didn't go right in the net. It bounced off his neck, but I'll call that one a death deflection.
Mm-hmm. All right. I wasn't sure. I've only watched hockey for like 35 years, and I was like, I'm not sure what a death deflection is, but I'll say it.
We'll say it.
So, I, you know, Justin, and it's clearly evident that we are homies with Out of Time, and there's so much shit that I want to talk about that I know of that I know I'm not allowed to talk about. So yeah. It's cooking though.
It's cooking. I'll keep it kind of as vague as possible, but it's been a wild fucking few months, I will say that. So since the last time I think any of us were on the show, our full length is done. It's fully mastered. We just got another music video done. We're actually filming a music video on tour. We're going to be doing a montage music video at each one of the dates. So we have our friends coming up. He's going to be filming a lot of just kind of like behind the scenes stuff. We're going to have like, I'm going to bring my GoPro up, just film a whole bunch of shit just to kind of put together for a montage video. Mm-hmm. We really want to do, one of our favorite bands is State Champs, and we actually loved what they did with Elevated. So we wanted to do something similar. Sweet. We're like, yeah, let's just do this fucking tour to do it. So we're looking to do that. And it's just been crazy. Like, there's not a lot that I can obviously talk about, but we got a pretty major band wants to do an acoustic cover of one of our songs. So that will be coming out soon. I want to get this album out as badly as possible. And I don't know when we're going to do that. It'll probably be either later this year or early next year for the first single. But I'm like sitting there itching. I'm like, I just wanted to come out. I've been like listening to it for like 4 months now. But yeah, it's been crazy. Like, in, I know like Florida has gotten a lot of shit recently just because of the whole reaction to COVID and everything. But we actually had our second show back on Sunday, and it was it was a celebration, but it wasn't really a celebration. So one of our pet adoption centers caught fire. And there was something like, I think 20 to 30 animals passed away in the fire. What we did was one of the promoters in our area, Montgomery Drive, Marshall Rones, he and one of our favorite venues, Will's Pub, put together a benefit show to raise money to kind of like help fund the Pet Alliance in Orlando. And just off doors alone, we pulled in $5,000.
Awesome.
And then They were doing like a local brewery, like brought in a keg where like every like dollar that went in to buy beer from the keg went directly to there. There was a raffle going on, and it was just really cool just seeing the community come together and, you know, I don't know, just support Orlando. Like, I mean, I care about animals more than I care about most people. So like, it was really cool to like see everybody come out and do that. We had like our state representative come out for the show too, so she was there. She's a really big supporter of like the alt scene in Orlando. Shout out to Anna Eskamami. You guys, if you're in Orlando, vote for her in the upcoming elections. But it was just really fucking cool to see it. And then like our first show back was with our buddies in Felicity for their album release show, which was awesome. It was just really fun to kind of play there. We played at the same venue where we had opened up for Bayside like right before the pandemic happened. So it was kind of cool just to kind of like go back to that venue and see how everything was after COVID. And just like, I don't know, it was 18 months is too long to not fucking play a show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, you could say that again.
But we've made a lot of like cool friends, like especially like, you know, Brandon with setting up all of his playlists. Like that's how we kind of connected with Brandon.
Yeah.
With like Dear Youth, like obviously like we found you guys through Brandon because of like all the promotion that, you know, you guys were doing together for the album. And I'm really stoked to kind of like just rip a few gigs with you guys just to get out for a little bit.
It's gonna be so much fun.
I know, I'm just so stoked. As long as Jared brings down a lamb's rum and
should I don't even know what that is. What is that?
So shout out to Kyle from the Crease Rule. So lamb's rum is a rum that you can only get in Canada for some fucking reason. But they wrote a whole song about it, about how it's three bucks cheaper. So you could probably only get it in Ontario, though.
I've never even heard.
Yeah, it's probably some shit you can only get in Boeing. Different
liquor commission out here. Yeah. And any booze that that is brought into our province has to be like French, you know? So you know, booze companies don't want to like go through all the legal bullshit to get like their name changed. You know, it'd be like Mouton something. You know, I don't know, yeah. Lamb's rum or whatever. So,
sounds way cooler. We miss out on like
it does.
Yo, just bring down some like French vodka.
Mouton whisk.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, man. No, we'll bring you down maybe a bottle or a case of like Molson beer. What about that?
There it is.
Yeah, fuck it. Well, I've never had Molson from the homeland. I've only had it in America.
Oh man, you're letting all the secrets out.
Oh, okay.
Deer Ute's not going to be able to cross the border because of a case of Molson.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I was like, fuck, can we even bring the case across? I mean,
probably not.
I think you're allowed to put in a whole bunch of like beer, no?
Yeti casing.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So we've done worse. One final thing I want to get out there is if you are catching one of these dates, and you totally should be, definitely rock your team's jersey, mm-hmm. rep your team, because these homies are all hockey fans and they'll appreciate it. And maybe we'll get some. Oh,
is that a Stanley Cup? Is that a Stanley Cup?
That's a final.
Notch on my jersey.
Look at that. Do I need to bring mine out?
Yeah, it's better than all your jerseys. I'll tell
my
you
back to
back. Carey Price, authentic.
When was the last
authentic jersey? What?
Oh man, I guess let's get to it because also, you know, since you guys are on, like, sorry, Brandon, the Islanders took care of business with you guys.
And the last time we talked, I told you, I was like, oh, I think they're gonna win.
And Jared, you were pretty down on your Canadians, man. You were not so happy with the direction that they were going.
I was not happy. And then for pretty much, I would say 7/8 of the entire season, I was miserable up until Game 7 against Toronto. And then we turned it all around, man, and we made it. Fuck, it was, dude, the city like turned upside down, man. Every single game that we won, I don't know if you guys saw like whatever the footage, but compared to any American city, you'd think, like, if you're not a sports fan, you'd think that our team just won the championship, you know? And it's
Toronto.
We just won a game, you know? Yeah,
we won something, you know?
we smoked Toronto. Fuck Toronto. Yeah. Their fans suck. Like, when it comes to supporting your team, we're flipping cop cars, you know, lighting fires, breaking into looting. We're doing all kinds of crazy shit. And we just won a playoff game. We didn't. So imagine if we actually ended up beating Tampa, which, you know, ultimately was, possible. I don't know. They probably would have had to call in like the National Guard or something to keep the city, at bay.
Get the mountains out.
I don't know. We would have burnt the whole city down if we won the cup. That's for sure. But I can't complain, man. We made it the final. Tampa. I mean, if we want to be, you know, like as legit as we can, they were over the cap.
18 mil.
Their team was stacked. Their team was, so they won via loophole. I mean, but when you look at their team, it was, you know, at a certain point, the goalie, the defense, you know, your defense is stacked. Hedman, McDonough, you know, Sergachev, thanks to us. I mean, we gave them Sergachev, but that's another story. and then like their top six, it's just, you know, Patrick Maroon, like you just had winners. Like they're all fucking winners. You know, so I think at a certain point we had bright stars like Cole Caulfield, like, you know, just grow up in a matter of months, what he was able to do. I think we were injured. But, you know, we had some like unsung heroes like, you know, Corey Perry and even like Eric Staal. Man, the playoff experience that we showed got us through it, man. I really believe that. You know, you look at a team like Toronto. And I just love shitting on Toronto, so I'm going to mention Toronto.
We all do.
For a second. You know, spending how much, like $20 million, like a fourth of their cap on two players, and these guys, they don't know how to win. You know, they know how to pick up chicks during the season and show with Justin Bieber and you know, do what they're doing on Instagram, but they don't know how to win. Like, they don't know what it takes. They don't have the character to actually pull through, and you saw that. I mean, they haven't won a series since, what is it, like 06? If not before that.
Yeah, they've been basically knocked out by Boston pretty much every year.
Yep. Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, so I mean, to answer your question, I was fucking happy with how we ended the season, bro. And, you know, it would have been nice to win the cup, obviously, for guys like Carey Price and, you know, Shea Weber, who may never even play again. You know, it really sucks for them to not win. But I think that, you know, with the core that we have now, getting rid of Kotkaniemi, I think was a good decision. I think we can make another run this year. We'll see if we could stay healthy, you know.
That's what it comes down to, man. And I don't want to play like the what if game, but who knows what would have happened if Anders Lee was still healthy. Like we definitely would have been able to net a few more against Tampa. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think that the Islanders are hungry this year, and I'm excited for this season. And God, if we lose to Tampa Bay in the Eastern Conference Finals again, like I don't think I could take it
again.
It was close. Like both series were close. Like even the previous series, like I remember we did for the not this past season, but the season before, we did a live game commentary, and you know, the Islanders blew Tampa out of the water. So you never know. It's just one bad game, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, it's nice to know that hockey is like, actually it's already on, man. I watched two preseason games and, you know, I must say the deal with ESPN has been pretty sweet so far. I was able to watch, first of all, two preseason games, which isn't always the case. Like usually preseason games aren't even shown like locally. So the fact that ESPN is showing them is a good sign. And it was fairly cheap. I think I paid $70 for the whole season for ESPN Plus. So I'm super pumped about that. And the Islanders actually open up their season in North Carolina, where I am. So,
oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
super
exciting.
Super pumped for that. I have sold over 200 tickets for that game, so there will be a lot of Islander fans there for sure.
They need to. Hurricanes fucking suck.
Yeah, actually, I wish that was true.
No, it's not. But I just don't like them.
I hate them more than probably the Rangers at this point. I'm not gonna lie, but I'm just super super pumped for all that. And, you know, I'm super pumped for you guys hitting the road together. Yeah. And hopefully June 2022, you guys have an open calendar, because there might be something cool that we would love to get all of you involved in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hell yeah. So I guess, you know, I'll let you guys plug away real quick before we lead us out with some more music. So, Justin, plug away your socials. Let us know where we can find you.
Well, you guys can find us at Out of Time FL, OUTATIME FL. Everyone puts OUTTA or out of. Nah, man. Look at Back to the Future's license plate.
Yeah.
Out of Time FL. Follow us on pretty much everything. We even got Twitch, man. We're hopping on Twitch every once in a while playing Tony Hawk Pro Skater or something. If you're on Facebook, also help us out. We got a contest going on where we get a whole bunch of free merch, and we're probably just going to be giving it away at that point. So just go to our Facebooks, find the post, comment Out of Time FL, and we'll probably send you some free merch.
Heck yeah.
Awesome. And Brandon, same for you. Let us know where we can find you and the Magwas.
Yeah, you can find us on all social media, just, you know, at the Magwas. Spelled right there on my name. You guys can probably see that. Or my shirt. I'm wearing my new. We have some new merch drop. This is one of the samplers. We're dropping new merch every song that's coming out in the next couple months. We have a brand new song out, a new record on the way. Shapeless, look it up. We just dropped two awesome music videos directed by Alex Rec, Shapeless and Drifter. Look them up on YouTube. I think they're on our Facebook. They're everywhere. You can check it out. We have killer tours coming up. We have some awesome shows we'll be announcing soon. Some like one-off, like opener slots that we're super pumped for. And yeah, be on the lookout in 2022 as well. We have some big announcements coming, so we're super stoked.
And don't forget to plug away your playlist, man. You're royalty.
Oh well, I will say with that too. Be on the lookout on Friday. We're doing some new stuff with pop punk influences, emo, anthem rock. Those two specifically. We're kind of taking a new approach. We're going to do a lot more with those playlists, a lot more artists. You know, we're looking to do some artist features and interviews, and really take that to a new level and get more involved with the artists that are on those playlists, because there's so many artists, especially like recently for me, that I've been discovering, including the two bands that I'm talking to right now, Dear Youth and Out of Time, are two bands that really blew me away when I first heard them and added them to the playlist, that I'm trying to connect more with and trying to really network and showcase, because, you know, I mean, you never know what's out there, and you know, so I'm just trying to support everybody that I can, and I'm really excited for what's coming with those two announcements. So stay tuned.
Well, I know Justin has been itching to share that new music, because he keeps mm-hmm. just like sending me tracks off of it. So I've heard it, and you guys are in for a treat.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Yeah.
It's their best work yet. I could definitely say that with confidence.
Cannot wait.
And then Jared, before we wrap it up, where feel free to plug away. Where can we find you? What do we got other than your fall US tour?
Yeah, we could catch us all on at Dear Youth Band on pretty much every platform. Spotify, of course. As far as what we got planned, man, it's just going to be new singles coming next year. Hopefully, we're looking to get on the road again. I know a lot of people were trying to get us out to like Chicago, like Midwest cities. So we're hoping to get out there, as well as the West Coast. We're trying to book something. It's in the works. Hopefully get out to LA specifically, go see the fam in Anchor 84, and maybe try to hit like even the Western Canadian scene too. I know we're really good friends with like Calling All Captains. We mean to go play shows out in Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver. And yeah, we really want to hit that Pacific side. So that's pretty much what we got planned for 2022, new music and as much touring as possible, because we've all been missing out on that for such a long time, you know? So we're just super stoked and super eager to get back on the horse.
Heck yeah.
So I guess just out of curiosity, once you get that visa for this fall, like once you got that visa for this fall tour, is it only for that tour or does it like give you a year?
It depends. If you're able to kind of keep, I think it's like you're allowed up to 30 days of inactivity before a next date needs to be on some bill somewhere to be able to keep the visa valid, or else you have to reapply for it for every run. I know a lot of bands try to just kind of keep busy, whether it's like they have an appearance or, you know, they just keep their calendar full and they stay within those 30 days. So they're able to have one visa for the year. But for us, we're most likely going to have to reapply. But I mean, you know, it shouldn't be too bad. Honestly, it was pretty easy to get all things considered. It was just like our first time really going through the process. Mm-hmm. We had to, and I was bitching to Brandon about the pain, the paperwork, man, the contracts.
It's a headache, right? I know.
It sucks.
You got to get a contract signed from every single promoter in every single town, you know? So you could imagine people are busy with their own schedules and shit. They don't necessarily have time to, you know, scan something, send it by email. And we got to do that for 8 dates or whatever it is. Right. Mm-hmm. So imagine bills with more than that. You know, we aspire to get on these bigger, you know, tours, and, you know, you're looking at 20, 30 dates. So you could imagine the headache. And now I understand why bands get managers, right, who can deal with the paper pushing. And it doesn't have to be me stressing, you know, texting this guy at whatever times of the night, being like, where the fuck am I on my signed contract? And I got to get these things sent out to U.S. immigration. You know, what the fuck's going on? So, but it worked out. Or else we would have just smuggled our way through, I don't know, digging a hole somewhere under a fence and just, you know, that's... Oh man, it was stressful, but we have it. It was approved. We have the certificate with the gold stamp from U.S. immigration. So we'll flash it at the border proudly, and you know.
I was gonna say, just drive down to Niagara, get yourselves in a barrel, and just fall down the falls. Right over.
There you go, man. We would have found a way if we didn't get it. I mean, I hope no one's listening and they're gonna use this against us when we get to the border. Like, well, what's going on here? What do we have to? Check, but no, I mean, we were doing it legit, so you know, you don't have to go through our bags.
Perfect. Well,
dudes, I'm so pumped for you. You guys are gonna have a blast. Hockey season's gonna be fresh and right in the, you know, middle of your tour, so you guys are gonna be able to talk a bunch of shit to each other and eat delicious food. Definitely hold me up to linking you up with that Islanders bagel place on Long Island.
Yes.
Some of the best bagels you'll ever have in your life. You know, obviously there's pizza, but you know, I guess Scranton's the pizza place.
We got
so.
The pizza.
Yeah. I just gotta say, our bagels are stacked pretty high on like the world scale.
That's
like,
true. They are though. Yeah, they're known for bagels.
I don't know if I'll be that impressed. We'll see. Obviously,
all right.
the pizza is what I'm looking for. All right.
Yeah.
Our pizza here sucks. Like, I don't care what anybody says. So we're looking forward to that.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. Wish you all the best. And I'm going to lead us out with Dear Utes live version of Who You Are.
Oh,
so perfect. Enjoy this beautiful sunset as Jared sings us out of this episode. Peace, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having us.
What's up, guys? We're a band called Dear Youth, and this is the Heirloom Unplugged Rooftop Session for our brand new album out October 23rd. Let's do it.
I don't know who I am, I've been waiting to find out. Lying beneath the lines of the compromise that I once laid out. But that's not quite fair to my health, I'm unlike my other self.
So call off the search party by the morning.
You said you've already tried to change, but it's down to fit, you're on a cliff and over this. But you're out. Wanna take me by the hand, resuscitate me by the mouth. Trying to realize intravenous lines are tracing out a route. But that's not quite fit in my health, I'm unlike my other self.
Should call off the search party by the morning.
You said you've already tried to change, by the sound of it you're on. But you're hourless, you're bottleless. I'm not your medicine. A picture kept in the red for you to throw away.
So powerless, I'm over this.
Now you've been over.
You said you've already tried to change, by the sound of it you're on a cliff and over this, but you're powerless.
Think back to who you are, think back to who you are.
I never really understood all along.
Think back to who you are, think back to who you are.
I never really understood all.
Understood all.